Well, this brings to mind about how Otto was trying to get the family out. And I always wondered why they stayed. And this now kind of answers that question, that he was trying to get them out of the country.
Well, actually, Otto Frank was way ahead of the curve. He knew in 1933 that there was no future for his family in Nazi Germany. So within months of Hitler's becoming chancellor, he established his business in Amsterdam and moved the family, some of them in 1933, and eventually came in 1934. And so they were settled, prospering, and seemingly safe right up until the spring of 1940, when Holland was invaded and occupied by Nazi Germany. I mean, this was the fate of many people who had fled Nazi Germany almost immediately and gone to countries like France and Belgium and Holland, thinking that they were out of harm's way, only to discover years later that they were under the thumb of Nazi persecution again. So Otto Frank was very proactive, and even though in 1938 he was seemingly safe, he explored the possibility of emigration even before the war started. He had been a law student in Heidelberg and became friends with an American by the name of Nathan Strauss, whose family owned Macy's department store. And Otto Frank actually lived and worked in the United States for a short period of time in the 1920s. That's how he became relatively fluent in English. And so it was to Nathan Strauss that Otto Frank turned when he needed to find someone to sponsor the family, to help cut through the red tape. And despite the prominence of the Strauss family, after all, they're the owners of Macy's, it simply wasn't possible in 1941. So that helps us to imagine what the situation was of people who had no family or other connections in the United States, no one in a position of prominence who might grease the wheels of the bureaucracy a little bit. And, you know, part of the story of the Holocaust is the story of anti-immigrant, anti-refugee sentiment that was pervasive in the United States and just about everywhere else in the 1930s and early 40s.